Okay, so let's see. Daylight savings time. Good job.
Yeah.
If anyone shows up in an hour, we'll know that they forgot. So don't have any immediate announcements for this upcoming week, but next week we will be having Lord's Supper on Tuesday on the 23rd here at 6, Pastor? Is that at 6?
Like normal? I believe so.
Okay. And then that means that we'll be canceling our Wednesday night service, and we'll be canceling it for the 24th. And then also we have everyone out of town on the 31st, the next Wednesday. So we're actually canceling two Wednesdays in a row. I have a couple of, well, actually, first I want to say just a couple things. One is I just wanted to personally thank, and I know you guys would all probably jump in with this, I wanted to thank Jonathan and Janet for your personal contributions to our music department over the last 6 months.
Yes.
Jonathan, for your generosity and what you have donated to the church, and just the keyboard. We'll miss the transposition, but it sure was a blessing hearing that beautiful piano today. So I just want to thank both of you so much, and I know everyone would jump in on that. Okay, so a couple of missionary letters I wanted to share. One is from the Crowders, who we support from Deer Lodge, Montana. And this has really hit me with some really profound words. Dear sustaining friends in Christ, Marty's preaching through the book of Acts and kind of went through a couple of different things. But one of the neat things that I guess they've been really saving for, says we can finally announce that we have our Stuart message sign in at the church. And I'm not exactly sure what that means, but it's one of those that at least flashes signs on there, because there's 65 slides that go through. He says, it is done, and it is communicating every minute of every day, thanks to my mom, who completely paid for the entire project from start to finish, as it was very costly and way beyond our own personal budget as missionaries, and way beyond the budget of most churches, even the big ones. Of the 65 or so slides, 3 seconds per slide that we have running on it right now, Ephesians 6:12 is one of them. God's word will not come back void. So between our sign from God and Dr. Smith sending the Sword of the Lord newspapers to 50 hand-picked residents in our town, we can honestly say God's word is really impacting this town. The hardened crowd doesn't like it, but oh well. He said, the first week our sign ran, one 75 or so-year-old lady walked a mile and a half in 11-degree freezing weather to come to church.
Wow.
What's our excuse? And except for when it is below zero weather, she is still coming. Praise the Lord. She enjoys the old-fashioned hymns, hard preaching, and Luell's harp music. Pray for Linda that she stays faithful. For others in town, our message sign really is helping give us a presence in town, especially for those who try hard to act like we don't exist. Now, I want you to listen to this. This is really great. In Old Testament times, if you really walked with God, it showed in your prosperity. In New Testament times, if you truly walk with God, it will show in the adverse reaction you get from the world you impact in adversity. I thought that was pretty sad, actually, to think of that.
He's always gotten pushback.
Yes. For too many Christians, it is a shock for them to hear that if you serve God, you will find the world a hostile place, because they appear to stay up at night trying to figure out more ways they can be friendly with the world, which is a big mistake. As I memorized John 17, I'm reminded what the Lord said when he said, I have given them the word, and the word and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Prayer requests: they are working on trying to raise money for Luell's harp CD. You know, Luell is she has her Paraguayan harp. If you've never had the pleasure of seeing Luell play, that is truly a blessing. And so they're trying to raise money, about $1,400 total, to get the harp done. Love this. He says, we feel this harp CD project is even more important to get done now than us both getting new glasses, which is a $700 cost. We also need used pickup. Ours has over 203,000 miles on it. If you can help us with any of these needs, just specify what your gift is for. And they're praying for more people to attend churches, for warmer weather and whatnot. And there's some nice pictures of them here on the on their prayer letter. So we'll get that back on the back wall. And then from the Thomases, our missionaries to the Ukraine. This is he dated this Valentine's Day, February 14th, landing in Kiev in January, so they are back on the field. We were faced with many challenges. One such task was getting ready for the following week's session at SBI. SBI stands for the Slavic Bible Institute. Do I have that right? Praise God, we hosted 52 students, of which 18 were new. The fellowship teaching focus of the SBI staff and students' hunger for the Word of God made it a very special week, perhaps because we've missed two of our last three sessions due to COVID restrictions. One of our students who is due to graduate in May shared of her upcoming move to Uganda to serve as a missionary. Please pray for Vlada. Our next challenge came in restarting the services at Living Hope Baptist Church of Kiev. Yesterday was our third Sunday since restarting again. It was cold and had snowed 18 to 20 inches over the past week. We were encouraged by the number who came, including a first-time guest. Before our COVID-19 shutdown in October 2020, we had a lady visit named Luba. She was in her early 70s and had been invited by her neighbors. The first Sunday she attended, she seemed incredibly open to the gospel and prayed after the service to receive Christ. We recently learned that Luba has passed away and rejoice in her prayer of repentance and confession of faith in Christ. We've had other challenges, including two trips to Western Ukraine by train to renew our temporary residence permits. That gives them the ability, and they praise now, they have, praise God, they have them. It'll give them another year in the Ukraine. Another challenge concerns lingering effects from my bout with COVID-19. That's Mr. Thomas Derrick, which have caused some adjustments of ministry pace. So the other thing that I really like, and I'm going to pass this around, is I love when there's pictures of all the folks, and they have some nice pictures here, some narration and stuff. I just think it's valuable for us to remember these are our missionaries. This is where they serve. You know, it's just really powerful. You can kind of see them. And those that got to meet Derrick and, forgetting her first name, Julie Thomas, when they were here, they're much thinner and tired. They're very tired looking. I know they both dealt with COVID. So keep them in prayer. So I'm going to pass both of these around so you can see them. Just make sure that they make their way back to me, and I'll give them to Signe to put up on the board. And I just have one last missionary update. We would like Pastor Stanfield to not sit down but come up here, please. Just because I said so. Get over here. If your bride was here, we would include her in this, but we understand you guys have an anniversary tomorrow.
Yeah. So 34 years.
Because he knows. So this is from the church, a little dinner and a movie from the church. So happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, Tia. We miss you.
And, well, that's very kind. Thank you so much. Oh, okay.
All right, you guys need to stop that. Amen. Yeah.